November. Thursday. On the bus ride into school today, we passed by Grandma's house. It got rolled with toilet paper last night, which I guess was no big surprise. I do feel a little bad, because it looked like it was going to take a long time to clean up. But on the bright side, Grandma's retired, so she probably didn't have anything planned for today anyway. Wednesday. In third period, Mr. Underwood, our phys ed teacher, announced that the boys will be doing a wrestling unit for the next 6 weeks. If there's one thing most boys in my school are into, it's professional wrestling. So Mr. Underwood might as well have set off a bomb. Lunch comes right after phys ed, and the cafeteria was a complete madhouse as we practiced our moves. I don't know what the school is thinking having a wrestling unit. But I decided, if I don't want to get twisted into a pretzel for the next month and a half, I'd better do my homework on this wrestling business. So I rented a couple of video games to learn some moves, and you know what? After a while, I was really starting to get the hang of it, practicing on Rowley. In fact, the other kids in my class had better look out, because if I keep this up, I could be a real threat. Then again, I better make sure I don't get too good. This kid named Preston Mudd got named Athlete of the Month for being the best player in the basketball unit, so they put his picture up in the hallway. It read, P. Mudd, Athlete of the Month. It took people about 5 seconds to realize how P. Mudd sounded when you said it out loud, and after that, it was all over for Preston.